Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up to the often imitated, never duplicated Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And this is the podcast dedicated to bringing you some of the wackiest, craziest, unexplored avenues of music ever put on this planet. Ever.
Lately.
Sure, why not? Okay, enough of that shtick. Here's our shtick. So, yes, as alluded to, this is the movie. This is the podcast talking about all kinds of crazy music, exploring different kinds of wacky stuff you probably won't hear on any normal radio.
On your regular AM
regular
dial.
Scheduled radio.
Or your FM on Hot 170 or whatever those stations
yeah.
are.
Yikes.
The Beagle or whatever.
Sure. You know, the Regal Beagle. Three's Company's
the Rottweiler.
Watering Hole.
Oh, the Regal Beagle. Three's Company. Now, there's a show that has aged well.
Not.
I still laugh at Don Knotts, though. Mr.
Kidding.
Furley. He's
oh,
a,
my God.
I still laugh.
Yeah, there was a lot
like
of funny.
An idiot.
That would not hold up now in today's world, but it was.
Oh gosh, no!
But it's a funny, wacky.
You watch those shows
of its time.
On,
you know?
Like, there's all those retro channels, Antenna TV, MeTV. You watch these shows, and you're like, you know, there's some language on here that wouldn't fly today. And there's
can
some,
you believe it?
Yeah, I do believe it. We live in strange times.
Very strange times.
And not in Ridgemont High either.
I mean,
or
just,
Fast Times.
It cracks me up. Like, how many years ago was it where a nip slip basically shut down all of television at the Super Bowl? A boob fell out.
Oh yeah, what's her face? Janet Jackson.
And they basically, you know. All of America lost its mind, and then in the meantime, you see these shows that are just gore fests, like Walking Dead, and even those medical shows, like CSI and something like that, they're just showing you goopy decomposing
stuff.
And you're like, really? Ugh. Way to celebrate the human body, America.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. But then again, that's why I don't work in television. So.
And again, we're uptight squares. We just
exactly.
pretend we're not.
Or, as opposed to Hollywood squares.
On a much better note, brighter note, happier note, I went out and got some more of the music that got taken away by a hacker many, many weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so I'm slowly building up the collection to what it was once. Got a bunch of stuff back. Got 8-Bit Wetten back. Got the Out of Sights.
Jenny Oops.
I flushed out the Red Bacteria Vacuum. Jenny Oops. Tsumami Ray.
I don't know that one.
That's one. We played it before, and it's really crazy music.
Okay.
In fact, here's some of it now.
Cinderella story. Out of nowhere. A former grangekeeper now about to become the Masters Champion.
の食堂の前に献血カー看護婦さん しながら採血してた。私も誰かの役に立ってみたくて並んでみようかなって。でも朝ごはんも食べないし、睡眠も3時間、二日酔い。こんな私でも献血できるのかな。献血ができるとオレンジジュースにカロリーメイトがもらえるんだって。勇気を出して献血館に並ぶことにしました。でも血が足りないかもしれない、血が足りないかもしれない。 I wanna tea, you wanna tea, I wanna tea, you wanna tea. 思い切って並んだ献血カーで診票を書いて並んでみたら、可愛いミニスカートの看護婦さんの列でした。嬉しくて右腕をたくし上げました。アルコール脱脂綿の香りが漂ってすごく胸がドキドキしてきました。看護婦さんは本当にものすごいミニスカートで、少ししゃがんだら見えるんじゃないかなって思ったりして、看護婦さんの左の胸には名札がついていて、その名札には横に血液型が書いてありました。 RH-B型と、とても珍しい血液型が書いてありました。私は RH+B型。看護婦さんの左手の薬指には結婚指輪がしてありました。そんなことに見とれていたら、もうすぐ注射で、もっともっとドキドキしてきました。アルコール脱脂綿を右腕にグリグリと塗りつけられて、少しだけ涼しくなるのを感じて、どんどん前に進んで、ついに自分の番が来ると、足がガクガクと震えてたまらない緊張に襲われました。アルコールで拭われた体に針が入る瞬間、怯える私に向かって、ねえ、注射針の刺さる痛みはね、初めての時の痛みと同じよ。看護婦さんが耳元でそっと教えてくれました。そして初めての痛みがいつか快感に変わるように、あの注射針の痛みもいつか快感に変わる時が来るって、そう言って、
お腹の中には実は ければいけない。私たちは献血に行かなければいけない。だからレバーが嫌いとか言ってちゃいけない。だからレバーを嫌いとか言ってちゃいけない。レバーを嫌いとか言ってちゃいけない。
Ing. Yeah. Bird. Yeah. 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 Mockingbird. Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
And if that diamond ring don't shine.
All right, that was a big block of Sushi Ma Mi Re. That's a song.
Right, she's for you to say.
In case you didn't know, they're Japanese. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I played four songs. I played Giving Blood, Hoka Hoka Day. Then, to kick off this segment, of course, that was called Horn Practicing. You might have been able to figure that one out. And then, Jitensha. Which is Japanese for bicycle. So it's a song about bicycles.
All right, good. You mean like the Pink Floyd song, Bike?
Sure.
That's a great song, yeah.
Well, this one was too. I always have loved the Japanese bicycle. I was into biking a lot here, you know, in America, obviously. I grew up with a little BMX bike that was my best friend until I got a car. And then, I was mountain biking. I love different bikes from different countries, you know, and Japanese bikes are much more practical, I'll say, but they're kind of cool. They have their own style to them, you know.
Japanese bikes made for smaller people?
Yes. Well, that's they're smaller people. And they also have, like, they're made for, China's the same way, where they're made for commuting. They have the high-end racing bikes and stuff like that, but for the most part, they have the wraparound handles. You sit more upright.
Oh.
It's made for anyone in the world can jump on and pedal with slight leisure to go to work, you know.
Sure, so, sure.
And you see that sometimes you see the pictures, if you Google it on the internet, like outside of a workforce in Japan or in China, there is literally a parking lot of bikes and it's like thousands. There's just bikes everywhere, you know.
I mean, because it's part of the culture, I can understand it, but in this town, I'd be afraid to ride a bike around here.
And actually, we have one of the highest mortality rates
we do
in the country for bicycles.
Because they're all over the streets, man.
No, because nobody looks. You get run down. I mean, even the bikes that are on those little bike trails get run down. It's crazy here.
You know, I'd be driving all the time, and these bike guys, they just run in the middle of the road. It's like, dudes, when I rode a bike, I rode on the sidewalk. I'm sorry. I know you love the road.
Yeah,
I know
so
you
did
think
I.
You're cool, but even I rode on the sidewalk. You don't want to get in the middle of the street, really.
And even I,
you slow
I
people
always,
down.
Yeah, I rode on the sidewalk all the time because it's
bikes and scooters.
It's down here.
40 mile an hour scooters. Those are
brutal.
Death traps too.
You know,
I would never ride one of those.
What's worse down here is now a lot of people have outfit their bicycles with electric motors, and they're flying, and you can't hear them. So you have a full-on big like mountain bike that's doing 40 miles an hour or 50 miles an hour on the sidewalk, you know, and you don't hear them because it's an electric motor. That's bad news. I've seen a couple that kind of whipping by, and you're like, wow.
Well, we worked with a guy. I don't work with, you know, I'm not there anymore, but we worked with a guy who got knocked like 10 feet in the air, and his shoulder dislocated. Mm-hmm. And he's now had to operate, and he's got like a somewhat of a high-tech rubber band that he'd keep his shoulder collarbone and his shoulder connected or whatever. Because he got
older guy or younger guy?
He's younger than...
Oh, okay.
He's not much younger.
The one guy that rode a bike all the time, he just recently passed away.
You know, David.
Oh, yeah. No, Tony passed away.
Tony?
Had a bicycle.
The old guy.
I used to work on his bike for free because it drove me crazy.
I remember him.
He was a nice guy. Yeah, but it drove me crazy because I'm kind of finicky with stuff where I like to keep it in good operating condition. And he just rode it forever. And he used to use motor oil on his chain. I was like, for God's sake, please let me give this a tune-up. So one day, like when he was in work, I went with extra stuff and just like wiped it down and redid it like correctly because I was like, please, for God's sake, let me just keep this bike working. And he was like, wow, it rides a lot better. And I was like, yeah, you think?
I remember him.
Yeah. Yes. But, and, you know, and recently when he had passed away, there was some, like, pictures of him when he was, like, throughout his life.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what he used to look like. Like, a dapper young fellow, like kind of handsome, and he had a family with him, and he was really smiling, and you know, those pictures, and you're like, you start to realize when you work with people, you have no idea who they are.
No, or where they
came from. You see them from that one little time in their life.
You don't know their past at all. Yeah.
Or their future. And no one cares. No one shares. No one talks. It's just like, well, here's your little slice, and then bye, and that's it, you know.
You just do their work, man. Yep. Get it done.
I guess. Hey, you know what? I got some 8-bit weapon back. So we're playing it.
Oh, man. Casio.
Can you dig it, hey, suckers?
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Thank you. What's the damage? What I owe you?
$50,000.
Personal check-in to be okay? You might have to wait till the end of the month to go ahead and cash her, because I do have to switch some funds around. Unfortunately, the charity I like to work with is going to take a hit.
Attack on the Killer Tomatoes! It's a riot! It's a scream! It's a disaster! It's
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes!
The most terrifying film since Gidget Goes to College!
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes!
The funniest, most hilarious movie since Gone with the Wind!
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes!
It's out to devour you!
In Newark, New Jersey, a man was eaten by a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
See the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes!
Good.
Rated PG. Your kids will eat it up.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Fire!
that was Red Bacteria Vacuum. High-powered, high-energy gals from Japan. I played I'm a Breed Girl, Campsite, and Nightmare. If you like this, make sure you check us out at bunchofdorks.com. We got a couple different podcasts there.
Slow Robot,
which is a B-movie review.
Two-dimension
podcast. And then the old Standby that's like this one, but a little bit raunchier, which is now defunct, but we'll see where it goes.
Could be funked again.
And that's it for this week. My name is Matt, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and we will see you next week with more indie music shenanigans or shenanigans.